Okay, so hello, my name is Marvina, and I'm with DC Central Kitchen and also American University. We're out in the community today talking with residents about how the COVID has affected them. Can I have your first name?
Michael.
Michael, it's nice to meet you. So, Michael, what has been the biggest challenge for you and your family since the pandemic has started?
Well, the biggest challenge for me is just far as like coping with what I want to say, challenges when you having debates with your family, and because I don't believe all information is put out, and it's cons and pros to everything, and it's been a real big struggle for me because I just came home from doing 24 years and I came home to the pandemic.
And the way
things are going, me trying to adjust back into society, and it was harder for me because I just came home from doing 24 years.
Yeah.
So the world was not the same. We was under pandemic. Everything is restricted, and it really slowed me down for my progress of trying to amalgamate back into society. And then, by me coming from prison, it's just like a lot of things I'm skeptical about when it comes to the government anyway.
Okay.
So, I'm getting debates with my parents and, things of that nature. And it's like, you don't really know what to believe. Because, you hear something on CNN, then you turn around on Fox, they say something different.
Okay.
And it's always, it makes you paranoid because you don't know whether you want to get the vaccinations or not. The job that I work for, they're government funded, so it was mandated that we have to get the shot, something that I wasn't really wasn't feeling. But by me just coming home, I ain't had no choice almost, because this is where I eat.
Okay.
I had no choice but to get it, and and I'm still kind of skeptical about that because I don't know what's gonna happen afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's how it affected me.
Okay. So has there been anything good that happened for you during the pandemic?
Well, there's been some good things, my achievements that I accomplished since I've been home. I graduated from a DCIA for solar modular installation.
Oh, wonderful.
I also, got this job. And so it's been some good achievements, but it's been a struggle as well.
Okay. And what is one word that can you sum up in one word what the pandemic means to you? Can you describe what the pandemic has meant or done, or how it has affected you in just one word?
Revelation.
Revelation. Okay. And is there something that you hope to see? A change once the pandemic is gone? Is there something that you hope to see a change in yourself, your community, your family, or just the world in general?
Oh, man, that's a lot of changes that need to be done. One of the changes that I believe need to be done is just being more of a vanguard to these situations, because at one time President Obama had put in place for this situation, and Donald Trump came and abolished it. And we would have been more prepared if that would have been still in position, because he already almost prophesied, as if he knew that this was going to happen or had some type of forewarning of it. So if that would have been still in place, and Donald Trump wouldn't have gotten in office and abolished it, we'd probably be better off. We'd been more prepared.
Okay. So has there been any challenges with food for you during the pandemic, you and your family?
Well, me and my father, we live together alone, and we just been making do. We've been blessed to be fortunate enough, to be able to do for ourselves, but it's still kind of a struggle, but we manage.
Okay. So, do you know of any, the free places that give out food, like Martha's Table, Bread for the City, things like that? You do know of those places?
Yes.
Okay. So the corner stores, in general, do you come to this corner store?
No, this is the first time I've really been on this side of town or into this store.
Oh, okay. So what about, have you, do you go in any of the little corner stores? Do you use any other?
Rarely.
Really?
I mostly go to, you know, the bigger, the, you know,
grocery stores. Grocery stores. Okay, right. So everything is fine there, your fruits and vegetables, everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and how do you think the government has dealt with the pandemic? What type of job do you think they've done for, you know, the communities during the COVID?
I think that it's insufficient because due to lack of ignorance, that I don't believe that they're putting forth the best effort that they can to, you know, try to get this thing situated, because I believe that we should follow like other countries. You know, when this thing first started and it got ugly, they should have just went on and did a full shutdown. And if you did a full shutdown, you know, allow people to get, you know, gather their goods, canned goods, food, and just shut down, we could have eradicated it, because it don't take that long for the COVID, you know, to pass through. It's a virus. So once it dies out, then we can come back out. And that's what I believe, that, you know, they was just, the government was basically being greedy. They didn't want to lose that money. So they allowed certain organizations to stay open, allow people to still go around with no mask mandates and things of that nature. And that's the cause of the spread.
Okay. And just two more questions. And I know you spoke a little bit about this, but what is your position on the vaccine?
My position on the vaccine, I you're supposed to be leery. I don't care who you are, what race you are, you're supposed to be leery, because they made this vaccine so fast. And then, you know, it was said that, you know, it was a lot of difficulties with it when it first came out. So, I mean, you're supposed to be scared of something being put in your arm and you don't know what it is. You know, you didn't sit down and make it in my face, you know, so I don't know what's being put in my body. And, you know, and it's certain spots where they do the vaccination, they don't even allow you to see what's being put into the needle. You could be injecting water out the toilet in me. I don't know where you even got it from. You just, all I know is a needle is in front of me and you're shooting it in me. So, you know, I think that when it comes to the vaccination, I think that they should make people more aware of what they're taking, you know, and go step by step, you know, because you don't really know what you're taking.
Okay. And is there anything that you want to say that I haven't, you know, that I didn't ask you about? Is there anything else that you want to discuss?
Like I say, just, you know, the only thing I want to say is just stay prayed up. Because, you know, all in all, you know, the Creator is going to, one is going to pull us through this.
Yes. Amen. Yes. 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 Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And, you can have a good one.
Okay.
You come. Would you want to take a picture by the truck?
Okay.